USA Radio News.
I'm Kevin Bessler. Americans went over the hills and through the woods to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving. Due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention had issued warnings against traveling over the holiday. While the overall number of travelers is still down, the TSA still reported a massive spike in the number of people passing through airports, the most since the pandemic began. Now the question is, will these gatherings cause a massive spike in coronavirus cases? Dr. Marty McCary is a physician and professor of public health at Johns Hopkins and a Fox News contributor.
Well, look, I think we're going to see a series of rolling increases. The trend is not a good trend. I don't think we have to worry about a mass spike with rationing at the doorsteps of our hospitals. But look, people need to take this thing very seriously.
At least 2,313 new coronavirus deaths were reported in the United States on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
There's talk of another COVID-19 stimulus package after the holiday.
Congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle say that passing another round of coronavirus stimulus will be their top priority when they return to Washington on November 30th. But what should a package look like if they can even agree on one? White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the economy needs a fiscal bridge to keep things going until coronavirus vaccines are widely available. He tells Fox News that there are three important aspects from the original stimulus package that need to be continued to keep the economy going.
We need a top-up on the PPP, the small business loans, that was extremely successful keeping businesses employed. If you lose a small business, they ain't coming back. We need to save those. We need another relief check for stimulus to families, like the $1,200 check, and we need a reboot on our unemployment compensation.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
State officials in Illinois are investigating a coronavirus outbreak at a veterans nursing home that has infected nearly 200 residents and staff and killed 27 veterans. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's office and the state's Department of Veterans Affairs are attempting to determine what caused the outbreak at the state-run LaSalle Veterans Home in LaSalle, which is located around 90 miles southwest of Chicago.
Well, I expect all facilities to follow all the public health guidance that we give, and if there are instances in which that's not happening, I expect answers about why.
The department has requested an independent probe into the facility, which was the focus of a state Senate committee virtual hearing on the outbreak. Police in Idaho were recently called to a dispute at a Taco Bell drive-thru after a customer refused to leave the window when an employee denied their request for extra hot sauce. The Taco Bell in Rexburg, Idaho, dealt with a backed-up drive-thru line as the customer remained parked in front of the window after not being given extra hot sauce. Luckily, no one was harmed during the altercation, and the woman eventually left once police arrived. Tofurky, which has been selling its mock turkey roast since 1995, saw a 22% surge in holiday orders from retailers ahead of Thanksgiving this year. The spike amounted to the largest annual increase in the number of holiday roasts sold since 2015. Made from wheat, gluten, and tofu, and filled with wild rice stuffing, the entree is sold on its own or with plant-based gravy and dairy-free cheesecake. For USA Radio News, I'm Kevin Bessler.